אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Yes, that's right. In Melbourne, early last week, a teacher at Yeshiva Beth Rivka Colleges traveled on a flight, Qantas flight from Los Angeles to Melbourne, and taught at the school last Monday morning. And despite not showing any visible symptoms of coronavirus, the teacher and their children, also students at the school, were sent home after a couple of hours when the school became aware that they had been exposed to the virus. Members of three other families who were on the same flight were also sent home and tested. And as a result, that school and its synagogue were closed Wednesday morning. School remains closed as a precaution. It's likely to open coming Monday. Many precautionary measures that are now taking place in Sydney and in Melbourne, at schools, at aged care centres, at Walpa Jewish Hospital, at Maccabi sports clubs. It's just important to try and contain this spread of this coronavirus as much as possible.
Shane, it's interesting you mentioned aged care centers. In Israel, nobody is allowed, not even relatives, they are not allowed to visit aged care centers because the people, they are very vulnerable, and they said no visitors, there's an embargo, nobody is allowed to go to aged care centers, old age homes in Israel. But also lots of community functions been cancelled. I got an email from Vikaladev, the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. There were a few functions that were due to take place next week and the week after been cancelled. I know that the first time ever the March of the Living was postponed due to the coronavirus.
That's right, and we're actually only 6 weeks out from when this annual pilgrimage normally happens, and it was planned to happen to visit Poland and Israel, and some 70 Australians were due to go on this trip, which has now been cancelled. Trip's Israel-based leadership announced last Sunday that the spread of coronavirus, particularly in Europe and the US, has torpedoed scheduled plans for this mission. Also, the world chairman, Dr. Shmuel Rosenman, said the primary concern is the health of the many participants and the Holocaust survivors, of course, who will be joining them.
We're talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. And I think the main topic of our conversation today, Shane, is the coronavirus that's affecting us here in Australia, and I think everybody else around the world as well. I know that New South Wales Premier Brad Jacklian was looking forward to go to Israel, but her trip was cancelled. And when we're talking about her cancelled trip to Israel, we must know that Israel imposed a mandatory quarantine on anyone that is coming to Israel from all over the world. So if you're planning a trip to Israel, you will have to prove that you've got somewhere to stay for 2 weeks. So a lot of people actually cancelled the trip to Israel. And I must tell you, Shane, that a good friend of mine, she can't go to her grandson's bar mitzvah. That was planned a long time ago. And the bar mitzvah is next week. Also, there is the nephew's wedding, and they plan to have it within 1 week, the two simchas, the bar mitzvah and the wedding in the family. They had to cancel the trip, and they are missing out on their grandson's bar mitzvah, because if they go to Israel, they won't be able to attend the bar mitzvah. They will have to go to quarantine, and they will have to prove they've got somewhere to stay for their quarantine. And I think that the Australian Jewish News also, they've got a whole article about the mandatory quarantine in Israel.
Yeah, we've got plenty of information about that, and like you said, it affects Australian Jew population going to Israel. It affects things like JNF's Australia's upcoming mission, JNF Future Mission to Israel, which has also been postponed. That would have had 148 young Australian Jews taking part in Taglit birthright trip between December and February. So all of those have been cancelled. There are other organisations like Designers Federation of Australia. UIA functions have been affected later this month, where they had prominent Israeli speakers, including former Mossad and Shin Bet agents who were going to be big draw cards. Because of that quarantine you mentioned in Israel, where they have to be quarantined now for so long and they don't accept anyone, we found that those people have not been able to come to Australia and talk at these events because they were concerned they wouldn't be able to get back to Israel. And we've even had a surf school that helps disadvantaged kids in Israel and who have formed networks and relationships with Australian surf clubs. They were due to visit. They were meant to come next week, and they've just cancelled also.
Of course, because when they go back, they will have to quarantine for 2 weeks. And Israel actually tells the citizens, do not go anywhere. This is like a direction from the foreign ministry, do not go anywhere.
That's right, and you've got to think about the upcoming trial starting next month. El Al was supposed to start Melbourne to Tel Aviv flights. So that has to be up in the air. I reckon that won't happen now, or that'll be postponed.
Right. I didn't hear anything about it yet, but that's a very good question if it will happen. And also there is a new guideline for progressive Jews.
Yes, Union for Progressive Judaism congregations are recommending now that congregants in Sydney and Melbourne progressive shuls avoid shaking hands, kissing and hugging, and to use their talits rather than their siddurs to kiss the Torah. These guidelines, which were drafted by the North Shore Temple Emmanuel, come after Israel's chief Ashkenazi rabbi cautioned Jews not to kiss mezuzahs, and the Conference of European Rabbis issued its own directives against kissing mezuzahs and Torah scrolls in the wake of the coronavirus outbreak.
Shane, on a totally different topic, but it's really sad, a huge sum of $7.3 million is alleged to have been defrauded, means stolen, from Moriah College by its former financial controller over a 14-year period.
Yeah, quite remarkable. This was revealed last week in a letter that college president Stephen Jankelowitz sent to Moriah families. So Nosti left Moriah in the first half of 2019. Jankelowitz said that, yes, $7.3 million is alleged to have been defrauded. I think this was up from, I think, about $4 million that was first thought. There's been a financial investigation, forensic investigations going on. He said significant progress has been made by the school to identify the extent of the alleged fraud, how it occurred, and what controls need to be put in place to ensure confidence in the management of the financial affairs of the college. Civil proceedings are ongoing in the Supreme Court against Nosti, his wife and his sister-in-law for the recovery of the allegedly defrauded funds, and the judge has set a hearing date for late June this year.
And I believe the assets been frozen.
That's right. All assets belonging to Nosti and his wife and his sister-in-law remain frozen, and steps are being taken to improve Mariah's controls and processes so that this never happens again.
Shane Disiatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.